Welcome to Healing for Your Heart. Healing for Your Heart is a daily radio program brought to you by Amelia Kenya. God wants to dwell with you, to love, to guide, to protect, and to provide for your daily needs. God's design is for you to enjoy His presence. Healing for Your Heart is possible today. Here is your author and speaker, Amelia Kenya.
It is a privilege and a great honor to be in the presence of God again. It is an honor to sit at the feet of Christ and to be taught of Him. It is an honor to listen to the Word of God. We are moving on with our topic, God's presence is your ultimate protection in life. And today we shall be zeroing in to look at God's presence will take away your fears. When God led His children through the wilderness, Israel was faced with a lot of danger from her enemies. But God put His holy pillars, He put His fire and His cloud between His children and their enemies. He cast darkness on the enemy, but He lit the path of the children of Israel. So He fought for His children, but He frustrated and threw the enemy into confusion. So today we are looking at God's presence will take away your fears. Let us go before God. Let us ask Him to help us today. Our Father, what a blessing to even just know that your presence takes away our fears. What a blessing to know that your presence is our greatest protection in life. What an honor to be at your holy feet again this day, to hear, to learn, to be equipped for today and for the days to come. Lord, I do not know the needs of those who are listening today. I do not know the fears that surround them, neither do I know the dangers that could be round about them. But Lord, you see us all. You understand our situations. You see the traps that the enemy lays around us. So speak to us. Encourage our hearts. Speak to your children. Breathe upon your children again today. We pray for your presence. We pray for your knowledge. We pray for your wisdom. We pray for your help as we go through this lesson. We love you. We exalt you, for we have prayed this in Jesus' name. It is God's presence that will take away your fears in life. God wants to be in your every aspect of life. God also wants you to enjoy His presence. It is the presence of God that made a big difference in the den of lions and in the fiery furnace. The furnace was the same, and so was the den of the lions. The circumstances remained very constant. In fact, the witnesses were the same, but there was only one major difference. When Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego were cast into that furnace, God descended there with them. His presence stood with Daniel in the den of lions. But when He withdrew His presence just at the right opportune time, when He had rescued His children faithfully, those who were cast in the den of lions, those who were cast into the fiery furnace could not survive without the presence of God. So God is here with us. He wants to indwell you. He wants to govern over your life. I pray that you will let Him. God's presence will take away your fears. Not too long ago, there were very many safe places in the world. In fact, people left their houses unlocked. They went about their daily businesses without any fear of break-ins. There wasn't even the thought of keeping vehicles locked. Home was home, and children just played happily at home and in the neighborhoods. When the children left for school, their safety was almost guaranteed. Churches and schools were like a second home for many. There was love, there was genuine care, and there was a deep sense of belonging. We didn't have so much thought of insecurity. Those incidents were so isolated. So even patriotism came very naturally. Citizens were able to walk very tall. They were able to be proud and just to be very brave natives, free people of their own country. But things have changed. And not only have things changed, but people have also changed. Right now, we are living in a world where fear is ruling the lives of many people. In fact, there is a lot of silent suffering, just as people are faced with constant, daily uncertainties. And with this also comes the lack of trust. We find trust is quickly slipping away through our own hands. Instead, dishonesty, selfishness are now taking the central stage in many sectors of life. In September of 2013, terrorists ambushed and attacked the Westgate Mall in Kenya, and they killed about 67 people. We watched the news in a lot of horror, in a lot of terror, and we feared for the fate of our own relatives and our friends who shopped in those stores and even the areas around the mall. So we also made many phone calls as we sought just the assurance of their safety and as we also tried to calm our anxious hearts. But on that day, against my own heart's wish and desire, I was very low on supplies, so I had to go to the store to get food. That was about mid-morning. So I got into this big store, and all of a sudden, paralyzing fear gripped me. I began to look at people, and many questions and many statements, many things began to run in my mind. I would look at people and wonder, what if there are terrorists in this big store? I mumbled just to myself. And then without even realizing, I began to scan people one by one as they just passed by. My mind would run and wonder. I wonder what they are carrying. Then I would look at somebody else and tell my own mind, surely he doesn't look like a terrorist. And other times I would be like, oh me. Oh God help me. I hope he's not one. And as this was going on, little did I even realize that I had stopped moving. But something interesting happened on that day while at that store. Right as the tension began to intensify within me, I was overwhelmed with some unexplainable peace. God overshadowed me with His presence. My focus quickly shifted just from the people who were in the store to this almost tangible presence that was all around me. Then the words of Psalm 91 began to flow in my mind. In fact, there was a part of me that felt like I was listening to those words as they were spoken to my own heart. And then there was the other side of me, or the other part of me, that appeared as though I was speaking them deeply within my own heart and within my own mind. I had worked hard at memorizing Psalm 91, but this time God's word was alive. So as God opened Himself to me, the fear that had gripped me just dispelled. Instead, courage began to well very, very strongly. And then my heart began to just fill again with trust, with confidence in God. In fact, I shopped as I leaped literally with joy in the presence of God. I felt as though God had opened himself up. He had taken me, hidden me inside of himself, and then he had again wrapped himself around me. That day, God came right to where I was in my circumstances and took away my fear. I would like us to read a scripture together. Look at Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. This is what the Bible says. And the same day, when even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? So, in this scripture, after a very busy day of ministering to very large crowds, Christ asked his disciples to get into a ship and cross to the other side. And while they were crossing, the Bible says there arose a great storm, and the waves beat so vehemently on their ship that it filled up with water. And as the disciples toiled to keep the ship afloat, Christ was asleep. And so in panic, they woke him up and said, don't you care that we perish? But look at what Christ did. He rebuked the winds and he said to the sea, peace, be still. And just at that rebuke, the winds ceased and there was a great calm. It is true that in the presence of God, even mountains melt like wax. The height of the mountain is reduced to nothing. And it is God's presence that is also going to speak to your situations and calm your troubled breast. It is God's presence that is going to take away your fears, just the way God did for me and just the way God did for these disciples at their troubled time. When you walk with him, he will calm your heart. And when you know him, he will be right there with you and for you. You can trust him. You can take God at his word. When you hear him speak to your heart, take him at his word. Move on as you trust, as you step onto his word. There are those of you listening today, and God wants you to step out as he says to you, my child, fear not. I will not leave you, neither will I forsake you. That those of you listening today and God wants you to take him at his word and you step out on that word as he tells you, let not your heart be troubled. That those of you also listening whom God wants you to step out as you hear him tell you, be strong and be very courageous. And the others listening today, God wants you to step out on his word as he tells you, don't be anxious. God's presence will take away your fears. As you listen to God, as you give him the situations that surround you, I would like us to read the words of Psalm 91 together. The very words that God used to minister to my heart in my moment of fear. And as we read, allow God to put his arms of grace round about you. Surrender your heart to him and let him help you. Let him preserve you. Let him have the preeminence. Allow God to help you today. So turn to Psalm 91 so that we can read it together. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at you at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I want you to think about how God led the children of Israel through the wilderness. God went before them by the pillar of a cloud. He led them by the way, and by the night, he led them by the pillar of fire. He gave to them light. So to go by day and to go by night, God had the pillar of fire. He also had the pillar of cloud. And the Bible records that he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Are you faced with challenges that appear endless and impossible today? I want you to call on God. He will answer. Do you have enemies who are scheming? Do you have enemies who are conniving against you? I want you to tell God about it. And don't just tell God about it, but I also want you to duck and take cover in the very arms of God, because that is where your protection is against your enemy. Do you feel like your back is pressed against the wall and you just feel like there is no way of escape? God hears. God sees. I want you to set your heart right there before God, because when you do, He stands firm. He fights for you. And last question I want to ask you today is, are you craving the presence and the protection of God? Are you craving the presence and the protection of God? God sees your affliction. God hears the cry of His children. God is moved with your sorrow. And today God wants to descend right there in your circumstances. He wants to walk with you. He wants to help you. I want you to listen to what God speaks to you today from Psalm 91, verse 14 to 16. Embrace His word so that you can step out in courage, so that you can have strength to face today and to face the days ahead of you. Psalm 91, verse 14 to 16. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I want you to take it a step further and put your very name right in the middle of those statements. Make it personal. Let God speak to you. Allow His word to bring healing, to bring hope, and to take away fear in your life today. Because God stands with His word. When you set your love upon Him, He will deliver you. He will set you on high because you know His name. When you call upon Him, He will answer you. He is going to be with you in trouble. He is going to deliver you. He will honor you. And look at the last statement. In fact, with long life, He's going to satisfy you and He's going to show you His salvation. Our Father, we may long for other words from people, but no greater words will we ever hear than what we are hearing today. For the great God, the great I am, to step down into our needs, into our situations, into our circumstances, and tell us, fear not, for I am with you. Father, there is no greater protection we can get than to hear and to trust your word when you tell us, because you have set your love upon me, I will deliver you. I will set you on high, because you have known my name. Lord, what a blessing to know that you will be with us regardless of the troubles that we may face in life. Thank you for your promise to deliver your children. Thank you for your promise to honor your children. Thank you for your promise that you're going to show us your salvation. So Lord, speak to the situations that surround us. Speak to your children today. Those who are surrounded with trouble, those who are surrounded with circumstances beyond their control, we pray that in your power, in your grace, just as you have spoken to us, you will descend into their midst. Lord, those who are faced with storms, I pray that you'll speak your words of peace. You will calm those storms. You'll walk with them through the storms. You'll help them come out as victors with you right out of those storms. Lord, may you speak your peace. Your peace that surpasses all human understanding. Lord, those whose breasts are troubled today, may you put your arms of grace. May your hand rest right there on the heart and speak peace in the power of your holy name. Lord, I pray that your presence will be real. I pray that your children will find strength today. I pray that you can come right under the umbrella of God's protection again. Lord, we love you. We exalt you today. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for helping us. For we have prayed this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into Healing for Your Heart. You can contact Amelia Kenya through her website, ameliakenya.com. That's AmiliaKenya.com. There, you will also find spiritual resources through her following books, Prayer and Spiritual Warfare, Spiritual Victory for the 21st Century, Back to God for Healing, The Power of a Woman, and God's Presence, The Missing Something.